Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Hey, it's Will Friedle.
And Sabrina Bryan.
And we're the hosts of the new podcast, Magical Rewind.
You may know us from some of your favorite childhood TV movies, like My Date with the President's Daughter.
And the Cheetah Girls movies.
Together, we're sitting down to watch all the movies you grew up with and chat with some of your favorite stars and crew that made these iconic movies happen.
So kick back, grab your popcorn, and join us. Listen to Magical Rewind on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. Brought to you by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
So a couple years ago, I hit 40 years old, and man, did things change. I didn't have the same strength and vitality that I had before, and I didn't have what I wanted, and that was the ability to work out and have a blast doing it. So then the pounds started packing on. Well, thank goodness I found Chalk, C-H-O-Q, and they're helping real American men just like you maximize your masculinity by boosting your testosterone levels up to 20% over 90 days. Now, I've been taking the Chalk Vitality Stack for over a year now, and not only am I working out, I've now lost 50 pounds. So if you're ready to maximize your masculinity today, go to Chalk, C-H-O-Q.com, and use promo code Ben for a massive discount on any Chalk subscription for life. C-H-O-Q.com, code Ben, limited time offer. Subscription is cancelable at any time. Chalk.com.
2 weeks. Remember that. We're going to get you to put a mask on for 2 weeks, and then we're going to flatten this curve, and then we're going to be fine. Then they said, we're going to shut down schools because that's going to save us. Then they said we're going to shut down restaurants because that's going to save us. Then they said they're going to shut down sporting events because that's going to save us. Then they said they're going to shut down Thanksgiving because that's going to save us. Then they said we're going to shut down Christmas because that's going to save us. Then we're going to tell you to stay home and not travel anywhere because that's going to save us. Now we have a vaccine, which is great news. Many of you that are listening to me right now have probably gotten the vaccine. I know people that have. But now we're being told that, well, even if you have the vaccine, we probably should keep all these things shut down for a while. America's doctor, the guy that we're supposed to be trusting, the same guy that told me in 2 weeks, if you just wear your mask, we'll stop the spread. Then it was stay home for 2 weeks, we'll stop the spread. Then it was stay home for a month and we'll stop the spread. Then it was stay home for 2 months and we'll stop the spread. Then it was stay home for 3 months, we'll stop the spread. Then it was stay home from school for 4 months and we'll stop the spread. Then it was don't go to work and we'll stop the spread. Everybody work from home, we'll stop the spread. The same guy that told me all of that is now telling me this, that I may need to wear my mask well into 2022. America's doctor just moves the bar anytime he wants to. This guy's got a job that's almost as fun as being a weatherman. You can get it wrong every day and still not get fired.
You and the president have suggested that we'll approach normality toward the end of the year. What does normal mean? Do you think Americans will still be wearing masks, for example, in 2022?
No. Normality, they say, by the end of the year. Okay, normality. This is the same dude that told me in 2 weeks everything would be, we could get things moving in the right direction. Same guy. Same guy that told me that, hey, wear a mask and you should be fine. Same guy that told me, well, maybe wearing a mask isn't going to help anything. And then they said, well, you got to wear the right type of mask and then it'll help things. Well, then he told me, don't go kill grandmother over Thanksgiving. And then he traveled. And then he said, don't, you know, wear your mask all around all the people. And then he didn't have his mask on at the Nationals game after he threw out the pitch. I just want to know which one is it, bro, because I'm starting to feel like you're a used car salesman. No offense to used car salesman, but you're selling me a different product every single day.
You know, I think it is possible that that's the case. And again, it really depends on what you mean by normality.
Right. If
normality
that's what I want you to define
exactly
it.
Exactly the way, No, Dana, it's important because if normality means exactly the way things were before we had this happen to us, I mean, I can't predict that. I mean, obviously, I think we're going to have a significant degree of normality beyond what the terrible burden that all of us have been through over the last year, that as we get into the fall and the winter by the end of the year, I agree with the president completely that we will be approaching a degree of normality. It may or may not be precisely the way it was in November of 2019, but it'll be much, much better than what we're doing right now.
Okay, so let me just read between the lines here of Dr. Fauci. We're going to get back to some sort of normal, but not normal, but it'll probably be 2022 before we at least start getting back to some sort of normal. And this is the same guy that told me, just wear your mask for 2 weeks and everything will be cool. Everything will be good. I want to be on record here as saying, I'm not encouraged. This is not encouraging for me. And I'm worried now that we're just being sold a bill of goods. I'm worried now that I'm being bamboozled. I'm worried now that this is kind of a load of crap. I'm worried now that this is nothing but a farce of what it means to get back to normal. Here's the other thing. I thought the vaccine was supposed to, like, help things, bro. Dr. Fauci again, changing. Moving the bar, changing the goalposts, changing where the start-finish line is. When he was asked again in the same interview on CNN from Dana Bash about this vaccination and how good it is. Take a listen.
So there is some confusion about what that actually means for a person's lifestyle after they are vaccinated. I'll give you an example. My parents have already gotten their second dose. They're fully vaccinated. Does that mean it's okay for them to spend time with their grandchildren who obviously have not been vaccinated? What's your recommendation?
You know, I'm not going to make a recommendation now except to say that these are things that we really do. I mean, literally every day, Dana. We look at that. We look at the data. We look at what's evolving about how many people are getting vaccinated. And there will be recommendations coming out. I don't want to be making a recommendation now on public TV. We want to sit down with the team, take a look at that. And you will be seeing relaxation of some of the stringencies as more and more people get vaccinated.
Well,
promise you that, but I don't want to really do it right now.
Well, just to make it personal, I mean, you've been very open about the fact that you've been skipping holidays with your family. You're fully vaccinated. Are you seeing your family?
Right now, not yet. Not yet. I mean, I would look forward to it within a reasonable period of time as the rest of my family gets...
Hold on. When's the reasonable period of time, bro? This is, again, let's go back to the 2 weeks here. Anyone remember the 2 weeks? Wear a mask for 2 weeks. Wear a mask for 2 weeks. Does anyone remember that? I do. I remember it. You just gotta, the CDC, I'll go back to the headline, okay? Let me go back. Let me take you back to July 14, 2020. CDC says U.S. could get coronavirus under control in 1 to 2 months if everyone wears a mask. That's after saying it should be 1 to 2 weeks and will flatten the curve. That's what the CDC said back then. What changed? Besides the fact that clearly they have no idea what they're talking about. They have no clue what they're, and now they're saying, well, 2022, you might be able to take your mask off. Even if I get vaccinated, now you're telling me don't go see grandma, you might kill her. Dr. Fauci saying, well, I'm not going to see my grandma. I'm not going to see my family. Right? You shouldn't see your grandkids even if you've been fully vaccinated. Like, at some point, we have to start thinking again for ourselves. Because it's pretty clear now that the guidance is just, they're just making up this crap as they go. I go back to what was said in the CDC. The CDC said, And again, this go back to Dr. Robert Redfield. Dr. Robert Redfield came out and said, in his own words, "Well, you just gotta flatten this curve. We need to wear these masks."
can get everybody to wear a mask right now, I really do think over the next 4, 6, 8 weeks, we could bring this epidemic under control.
That's the CDC, folks. Well, you know, again, listen to what he actually said there. Again, Dr. Robert Redfield, back in June, the CDC director, working with Fauci and all these others, telling you, look, folks, you just need to just listen to us. Just put your mask on for a few weeks. And we did it.
Everybody to wear a mask right now. I really do think over the next 4, 6, 8 weeks, we could bring this epidemic under control.
I have a hard time trusting the CDC now. I have a hard time trusting Fauci. And the reason why I have a hard time trusting him is because they are consistently getting it wrong and they never apologize or say we were wrong. Hell, just tell me you got it wrong once or twice and I might actually believe you. The CDC, Dr. Fauci, and these others need to understand we are never going to trust or listen to them ever again if they don't start doing a better job, right? A better job of telling us when they're wrong, a better job when they're making up crap, a better job of getting some of this right, for goodness sakes. They're getting it wrong, and they're getting all of it wrong. You know, we're really going to get a hold of this thing if you guys would just wear a mask for a couple weeks. Then it was a couple months. Then it was, you know, we're going to shut down this and that and the other. But don't worry, if you shut it down, we're going to all be okay. It's all going to work out. Just trust us. Hey, don't go to school. It'll make everything better. Data is showing that it's not a super spreader at school. We're going to shut down the sporting events. And we're going to shut down the restaurants, even though the restaurants are not the super spreaders. Right? The list goes on and on and on and on and on of the places that they and the things that they've gotten it wrong. And now you have Fauci coming out and he's telling us, look, I'm probably going to have to, you know, get you guys to wear a mask for at least another year. I'm sorry, what? Yeah, you're going to be wearing these masks into 2022. I'm sorry, what? You're joking. No, he's not. He's not joking at all. You're going to be wearing a mask, he says, well into next year, even after you've been vaccinated. Well, hold on a second. I was told if I got vaccinated, then I could go back to seeing my family again. I wouldn't go see grandma yet. You might kill her. At what point do we start at raising our hand and just asking basic questions like, hey, is this really about what's best for us? Or is this more or less really about you guys having total control over every aspect of our lives? Because I'm starting to think it's about total control of having every part of our life that you're in charge of, that you manipulate, that you can control. It's starting to feel like this is about you can or cannot open your restaurant when we tell you to. You can or cannot run your life the way that you want to. You can and cannot provide for your family how you need to. And this all goes back to it was 2 weeks, flatten the curve. And I'll even say this. Maybe they had it wrong because this is a new disease. Well, then say you got it wrong. So you keep a little bit of integrity. Right? Say that you got it wrong. When Dr. Redfield, the CDC director, comes out and he tells us, when he comes out, hey, guys, I'm sorry, we got it wrong. We got it wrong. He didn't say we got it wrong. He just changes the bar and moves it. Where he says, all right, now we want the policymakers to mandate face masks in a new way, not just 2 weeks. And this is back in June of last year when he said this.
Everybody to wear a mask right now. I really do think over the next 4, 6, 8 weeks, we can bring this epidemic under control.
4 to 6 or 8 weeks. I really think we can bring it under control. Hey, Dr. Fauci, is it cool to go see your family right now? Right? Like, are you seeing your family right now? You've been vaccinated.
Right now, not yet. Not yet. I mean, I would look forward to it within a reasonable period of time as the rest of my family gets vaccinated. I mean, obviously, I'm with my wife every day.
Right.
She has gotten her first dose, will soon get her second dose. But my children, when they get vaccinated, obviously, I look forward to seeing them. And I'm sure that by that time, recommendations will come out to guide us in a more precise way.
I'm sure that recommendations will come out to guide us in a precise way based on what? Because you guys haven't done anything in a precise way except for taking away our freedoms, take away our liberties, take away our basic human rights. Hell, I can't even post something about COVID without big tech censoring it. Even if I ask a question, I can't use the word hydroxychloroquine because you guys said I couldn't say it anymore. Couldn't tweet about it. Couldn't even ask a question about it. Couldn't talk about it. It became a political football. Democrats banned hydroxychloroquine from even being used because Donald Trump talked about it. Which goes back to my original point. I want to know why I should trust Dr. Fauci. At this point, has he ever said he was wrong on anything? Because he's gotten a lot wrong. And I'm willing to overlook a lot of it if you're just transparent. But you told me, you said that I would get my life back and everything would be normal if I wore a mask for 2 weeks. Then you were wrong. You said, okay, a month. Then you were wrong again. Then you said, we got super spreaders in restaurants. You were wrong again. Then you said the super spreader schools. Then we found out you're wrong again. Then you said it was travel. So you ruined that industry. You were wrong again. In fact, one of the safest places to be is actually on an airplane when it comes to COVID. The numbers, the transmission numbers are unbelievably tiny. Again, they were wrong again. Then they said, well, just wear two masks. Let's not forget now we're in the two masks insanity. Don't forget that. We've now debated this over two masks. Well, if you wear, maybe you should wear two masks or three. It'll help you more, you know, get two or three masks on there. Then you'll really be able to kick this thing in the tail. Then it comes out, there's no indication that three masks is actually going to help you. Wrong again. Hey, when can I take my mask off? Well, next year, maybe. Fauci says we will be wearing masks in 2022. John Hopkins expert says pandemic could be mostly gone by April. So which one is it? So much for this vaccine fixing all the problems, right? He's saying we might go back to somewhat normalcy in 2022. Not like we were in November of 2019, but a little better than now. You know, it's interesting, and it's sad that I even have to mention this, but my producer pointed this out, and it's a great point. He said to me, we were talking about the show today. It's interesting that there's an election in 2022. Is it possible that COVID-19 could be used to affect and manipulate election outcomes? Worked pretty damn well in 2020. In fact, you could argue it probably cost the President of the United States of America the White House. Maybe we just extend this thing for a couple years, folks. There's also the other side of the politics of this. Democrats do better when people are desperate and dependent on them. Don't forget that either. Democrats cannot afford for the unemployment rate to be low. Say it again. Democrats cannot afford for people to be empowered. They need people to need them desperately to survive, folks. They need them desperately. Okay, they need them desperately to be dependent on them. The Democratic Party needs high unemployment rates. The Democratic Party needs people to be suffering. The Democratic Party needs people to think that they can't survive without them every single day of their life. Right? Every single day of their life, they need people to be afraid, to be terrified, to be obsessed with when's the government going to send me some more money because I need some more money. I need some more money and I need the money now. Like, I got to have the money. Got to have the money right now, folks. Need the money now. Got to have that cash. So we're going to get back to normal maybe in 2022 in a midterm election year. Wow, that timing sure is interesting, isn't it? We went from 2 weeks to 2022. We went from 2 weeks to 2 years. One of my final thoughts that I just have to make very clear about Dr. Fauci refusing to ever admit that they've gotten anything wrong, the CDC changing the timeline for wearing a mask from 2 weeks to now 2 years, the idea that we're still going to allow them to rule our lives. There's a certain point where we do have to say we're grown adults, and I'm more than happy to listen to your opinion, but you're not going to control my life the way that they have gained unprecedented
unprecedented control and power over our lives in the name of an emergency that is going to last for years. People's lives have been ruined. Look at the depression numbers. Look at the suicide numbers. Look at the children dealing with depression. Children need to be around other children. Children need to be in schools. The private schools have been able to do this. The private schools have gone back to school. And they've had great success at keeping the kids safe. You want to know why? You want to know why? You want to know why they've had such great success? I'll tell you exactly why. The reason why they've had such amazing success is because kids don't get it that easily like adults do. And the parents have been responsible, and the kids are being responsible, and the schools are being responsible, and they're doing amazing work. But the schools are not the super spreaders. We know this. You know, you had this week something amazing. It was truly, truly amazing. You had teachers mocking parents that were demanding their kids get back in school, mocking them, laughing in their faces, talking about how these stupid parents can't handle these having their kids at home while they're getting these paychecks. Happened in California. California school board member caught on tape mocking parents who desperately need their kids in the classroom. Making fun of them. And the reason why this Oakland, California school board member caught on tape mocking the parents, the reason why this went viral is because it tells you everything. This back and forth, and I got to bleep it out here, so I'm going to read you the transcript. Just to encourage you, another board member says, yeah. Other board member says, people, it's easy to hide behind their screens and put, and there's some crosstalk. And the other school board member says, oh. The other school board member says, but when you're face-to-face with people, it's a whole different ball game. The other school board member says, well, what's funny is that she's friends with blank. It was possible. Social media and someone else posted it. It's like, whatever. I wasn't doing anything bad. I honestly don't care about that part. But you know what? Are we alone? So one of the school board saying, are we alone? Like, is anyone able to see this, right? They're talking on Zoom, Skype. The other school member says, yeah. Then the other school board member says, B-I-T-C-H, if you're going to call me out, I'm going to blank you up. Sorry, that's just me. F you up. Another board member says, you know they forgot that there's real people on the other side of those letters that they're writing, referring to parents wanting the kids to be back in school. Beat says, yes. The other school board member says, we are real community members. We have or have known kids that are going to these schools. The other school member says, right. The school member says, have a vested interest in this process, and they don't know what the, you get it. The other school member says, right. The other school member says, behind the scenes, and it's really unfortunate that they want to pick on us because they want their babysitters back. And the other school board member says, right. They don't care about your kids. They don't care if they're getting a bad education. They're mocking you. What's even funnier is they're mocking the parents by admitting that public schools are nothing more than babysitters. They're admitting that they're failing us. They're admitting that the schools suck. How is it the private schools can totally do what they're doing and the public schools are sitting there because they know they can get a paycheck if they don't go to school by claiming, oh, everybody's got to be, let's talk about moving the bar again. Why is it that the public schools are able to get a full paycheck and not go to work? I'm talking about the teachers. I'm talking about all the other people that work for these school districts. They're not getting fired. They're not missing paychecks, right? They're not being let go. Why is that? It's because there's no accountability, because they get the money no matter what, folks. They get the money no matter what because no one can fire them. You're a taxpayer. You're on the hook. They're going to get your money, right, and your property taxes. They're going to get their federal, and they get paid. And they mock you. They laugh at you. They laugh in your face. They're like, oh, you dumb parents. Private schools can't do that. Private schools, they knew that if they didn't show up, they didn't open back up, they weren't going to have jobs. They knew if they didn't show up or open back up that there's no way that they were going to get paid. And so the private schools did it the appropriate way. The private schools did it in the appropriate manner. The private schools got back the kids in class, and now you have another problem. You know the public schools that suck and they socially promote kids, the list goes on and on of the problem with the public schools. Think about the gap now, folks. I want you to really, really, really think about the gap. The achievement gap between the public school kids that have basically lost an entire year of education, and now it seems like it's going to be 2 years. Right now, now it seems it's going to be 2 years, not 1 year, 2 years of education, of quality education. They're going to be so far behind. How many kids' lives are never going to be the same? How many kids' lives are going to be changed forever because of what just happened? Kids that aren't going to get scholarships, kids that aren't going to be able to even get into some of the schools they would have been able to get into because they didn't. Their test scores are going to be down. How many private school kids are going to grab scholarships from public school kids because they were able to beat them out academically because they were actually still learning while the other kids were being held back? How many dropouts did we create this year? Let's talk about that. Kids are going to get behind, and then they're going to be at home, and they're not going to care, and they're going to drop out as soon as they can. You have fundamentally ruined kids' lives. And these teachers' unions laugh in the face of the parents and the kids that are yelling and screaming, we need our kids to go back to school and get an education. These schools are not super spreaders. We need your help getting them back in school. And they mock them, they laugh at them, they curse them. What's even funnier about all this, I say funny because it's the other words I'm not allowed to say on the radio, is the fact that now Democrats are demanding that we get hundreds of millions of dollars in funding for the schools so that they can go back to work. That's what they have said now. Well, we need to go back to work. But we're going to need millions of dollars before we can go back to work. We got to buy plexiglass, and we got to buy dividers, and we got to buy this, and we got to buy that. In other words, We're going to do a money grab here. We're going to be money whores. The teacher unions were really good at that, and damn it, we need our money. So here's our bill. This is what we need, and if you give us all this, then we'll go back to teaching your kids. Until then, we're going to hold you hostage. We're going to hold you hostage like never before. I'm in favor of making sure that we can do what we can do to protect people's lives. I want to make that clear. But I've had enough of the bar and the goalpost being moved without it being backed up in science. I've had enough of these teachers' unions, these scumbag public school teachers, and I called them that and I meant it. I'm not going to apologize for it. Getting a huge paycheck compared to the private school teachers acting like they're victims, demanding that they have hazard pay while everybody else is going to work at fast food restaurants and every other level of work out there, going to work and they're not getting hazard pay. It's the new normal, right? Acting like they're a victim when they're not a victim and not putting the kids first. And I'm sorry, I've had enough of this crap. And the idea that you'll now go back to work only if I give you even more money, screw you. This idea that I got to give you $250, $300 million or whatever the hell the number is now to get you to go back to work, screw you. The fact that you're going to tell me that I got to get vaccinated and then I still may not get back to normal and I still may have to have a mask for another couple of years, screw you. And I'll leave it at that.
From original art and diplomas to ticket stubs and the keys to your first home, we all have mementos we'd love to put on display. Framebridge is the easy and affordable way to custom frame just about anything, with fair upfront pricing based on the size of your item and fast, free shipping. Plus, your happiness is guaranteed. See why Framebridge has been trusted to frame over 2 million pieces. Visit framebridge.com or a local Framebridge store to get started. That's framebridge.com.
I'm Jack Armstrong. He's Joe Getty. We're the Armstrong and Getty Show.
We cover the stories the mainstream media ignores.
Stories that are important to your life and important to the world.
The election, of course.
The many trials of Donald Trump.
Couple of wars.
Gender-bending madness.
Why are kids looking at so much social media?
And we bring you the stories the mainstream media is on.
But we do it without the left-wing media spin.
Listen to Armstrong and Getty On Demand on America's number one podcast network, iHeart.
Open your free iHeart app and search the Armstrong and Getty Show to start listening.
More Than a Movie is back with Season 2. I'm your host, Alex Fumero. And each week, I'm going to talk to the people behind your favorite movies. From The Godfather, Andy Garcia.
He has the smarts of Vito, the temper of Sonny, the warmth of Fredo, and the coldness of Michael.
To the legend behind La Bamba, Lou Diamond Phillips.
When I walked in, I didn't think I had a shot at Richie because John Stamos's picture was already up on the wall.
Listen to More Than a Movie on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.